More weather to talk about this morning. Been a wet old winter, hasn't it? Parts of Canterbury have got a month's worth of rain in just 24 hours. There was flooding and slips. The road between Christchurch and Akaroa still cut off. In Selwyn, the emergency operations centre was activated as those rivers rose. The District Mayor, Sam Broughton, is with us. Sam, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
How are things this morning?
Well, it's clear skies this morning. Stars are out and I can see the moon. So it's a better start than yesterday.
That's good. How long before it's all tidied up and sorted out?
It'll take a while for the water to drain away. The river levels at Coast Forward are still rising. It takes about 8 to 10 hours for the water to travel from White Cliffs in the bottom of the hills down to Te Wahura Lake Ellesmere. But the river levels at the top of the catchment seem to have peaked. And now that the rain stopped, we expect them to continue to drop.
Good. How much damage, how many issues did you have in the end?
Well, there was less rain overall compared to 3 weeks ago across the district, but some places did receive more damage than they would have last time. Just it's the nature of the weather and where the rain falls, and the ground's so sodden that any water that's falling at the moment is pooling and flowing across the plains. So, yeah, it depends town to town.
I was looking at a few farmers on the news last night, and they, I mean, depressed was too strong a word, but geez, it's getting a bit monotonous, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't want to complain about rain, but, you know, so much falling in 24 hours is very hard to deal with.
Exactly. And the forecast, are you good for a while now?
Yeah, there could be a few drops on Thursday. Nothing as heavy as what we just had. Just hopefully the ground gets a bit of time to dry out.
Good. Let's hope so. Sam, appreciate your time. Sam Broughton, who's the Selwyn District Mayor, with us this morning.